local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Tuesday, January 9th. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Over the next 50 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world. And as always, we start with our top three stories. Number one, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis today declaring a state of emergency following the heavy squall line that pushed through our listening area early this morning. A total of 49 counties are included in the state of emergency. The nasty weather stretching all the way from the panhandle to south central Florida today.
We just do what we do in Florida. We respond when these things happen. So those folks who have been impacted, just know the state of Florida stands with you and we'll handle whatever fallout is from these dangerous tornadoes.
And of course, that opens the state to federal funding and suspends statutes that would delay response recovery. DeSantis today confirming at least four tornadoes in the Florida panhandle today. Elsewhere, U.S. officials are calling accusations of genocide against Israel meritless.
Those who are attacking Israel continue to openly call for the annihilation of Israel and the mass murder of Jews.
And that's Secretary of State Antony Blinken following a meeting with Israeli leaders in Tel Aviv today. He's calling the genocide case against Israel a distraction. Well, the International Court of Justice will hear a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in its war against Hamas. Finally, Russia is launching ballistic missiles supplied by North Korea into Ukraine.
Multiple Ukrainian civilians were killed in the strikes and dozens were injured. Now, these strikes are horrific. They're inhumane. And they serve as yet just another reminder of the brutality of Mr. Putin's war.
That is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. He says the missiles have been launched in recent days and violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions. As a look at our top three stories today, switching gears, looking at our local headlines. We already talked a little bit about the storms coming through early this morning. The good news is that for Escambia and Santa Rosa County, we were, for the most part, spared from any significant damage.
At this time, no report of any structural damage in the city other than some minor issues with the roadways. No residential structures that we have been reported. And, of course, power outages. East Hill's full of the oak trees. Generally, when you have high winds like this, you're going to have power outages pretty regular.
That's Pensacola Fire Department Deputy Chief Brock Jester. Most of the incidents reported, including some down power lines and road closures. Meanwhile, the fishing pier in Navarre is closed until further notice after portions of the side rails were blown off early this morning. No word on when the pier will be repaired, but it won't be able to be open until the panel is replaced. Also from the overnight hours, Escambia County Sheriff investigators are looking into a shooting. Three people were shot after what Sheriff Chip Simmons described as a failed home invasion. He says two people entered a home with guns and ended up in a shootout with residents.
If you figure out why, you can figure out who, you know, if you kind of get an idea for that. So we obviously know who, because they both got, both of the invaders got shot, and they're not talking to us. So we're having to piece it together from the people that were in the house.
And there's no update on the condition of anybody involved. Sheriff Simmons also on the Pensacola Morning News today saying they're looking into why they picked that particular home to break into. Also hearing from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves today, he says that he has signed a letter of intent to take over ownership of the Old Baptist Hospital campus, provided they can get the $16.5 million to demolish it.
As our delegation goes to fight for this project and make this a priority, certainly it can't happen without the city taking possession of the property, that, you know, that those dollars would have to go to publicly owned land.
And while it is unlikely the city would get the full amount from the state legislature, they're hoping to receive around $7 to $8 million and raise the rest through other funding sources, and the city hopes to redevelop the property into affordable housing units. 515. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Our first check this hour with Austin on the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there was not a lot to report on in the first hour, luckily, and that appears to still be the case now. In Pensacola, if you're dealing with some busy intersections, maybe like North Davis Highway and Olive Road, you may experience some issues there. There may be a little bit downtown as well. Nothing too crazy in that area, though, that's going to really stand out to you. Outside of Pensacola, Caroline Street and the Pace Milton areas is looking fine. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point there. Where you're going to experience the most issues is we have some congestion if you're coming from Pace on Highway 90 over the bridge heading towards Pensacola, particularly the University of West Florida's main campus, that bridge there. We do have some congestion from a traffic incident that was reported earlier, but that is seemingly dying down, so hopefully it will continue to do so.
All right, thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum with a look at the weather.
Chilly weather overnight with still breezy conditions that will make it feel even colder. Lows will be down in the 30s. Some of the inland areas will be down near the freezing mark. Skies will be clear, and it will be mostly sunny on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 50s. Looking ahead, we've got another high rain chance. That's on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, we're going to get down pretty chilly tonight. 38 for a low with clear skies and breezy conditions as well, with the high surf warning and wind advisories are going to be still in effect. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A busy day for the governor, as not only did he have the emergency declaration and holding a news conference today, but before that, he gave his State of the State address as the 60-day legislative session opened. He says lawmakers will continue to build on the accomplishments of the last legislative session, which included expanding school choice, protecting women's sports, and denouncing anti-Semitism.
My message is simple. Stay the course. The state of our state is strong. Let's keep doing what works. Let's continue to make Florida the envy of the nation.
And DeSantis claims Florida is the top education state, number one for education freedom, and the leader in gross domestic product among large states. His budget proposal is $4 billion less than the current budget and puts more than $16 billion in reserves, and at the same time pays down state debt.
And in the wake of the 60-day session, House Speaker Paul Renner says that there will be investments in health care by restraining spending elsewhere.
This means we must eliminate what remains of corporate welfare, avoid taking on new debt, and lower discretionary spending across the board. We must also build a budget that can withstand economic downturn tomorrow while protecting essential services.
On top of that, he wants to see age verification for social media and a further commitment to public safety, including punishing retail flash mob robberies and extending penalties against anyone who commits violence against law enforcement. The session is scheduled to end on March 8th.
Pretty interesting one, I think, in Broward County, where the school district is considering implementing a four-day week for high schools. The school system is asking for caregivers to take an online survey to provide their input on the proposal. If the plan is approved, high school students would have 4 8.5-hour days each week with an optional fifth day for extended learning programs. And Austin, between the two of us, you are most closely removed from high school and
yes,
also a graduate of college as well.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to you on that, by the way.
Thanks.
If you went to high school and had 4 days instead of five, your thought would have been what? Would you have liked that?
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably going to try to kind of weigh the hours here. It's like, okay, a 4 day week, and it says, what did it say?
Eight and a half.
Yeah, it's like what high school is typically like 6 hours, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're basically just
it's going to cancel
40
out.
Hours, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's going to cancel out. Geez, I guess it would kind of suck if I were to have the optional fifth day for extended learning programs. If I were part of an extended learning program of any kind, I would not want this because I would still be doing stuff for 5 days a week, right?
Yeah, well, and here's the other thing that I actually just thought of. High school sports, specifically football, right? Friday is kind of a big day
anyway,
as far as, you know, you got pep rallies, you know, the teams and the cheerleaders are all wearing their uniforms on Friday. So
yeah,
would that just move to Thursday? And then you've got the you know no school on Friday and then just a game on Friday night, I feel like from a school spirit standpoint, maybe that diminishes a little bit. I'm not sure, but
Yeah, I don't know either. I think. I'm one of the millions out there who doesn't like change. So if I had gone through if I had gone through Pea Ridge Elementary, Avalon Middle, and then by the time I get to Pace High, it's just 4 day weeks. You know, I'm not gonna really dread the 5 day system. I'll take the 4 days, why not? But I'm not gonna. I can't really pick a side here. Both have their pros and cons.
Yeah, Texter says if they go to 4 day week for high schools, 8 hours, that would probably interfere with football practice. After school baseball practice, that's a good point too, because you know it's about what, like an hour and a half or so, that or 2 hours maybe that they're adding on to the school day. So yeah, if you have football practice, you're not getting home till
later,
a couple years later. Also, a texter says they can always drop Monday, maybe go Tuesday to Friday. Yeah. If you have any thoughts on that, because I think it's interesting, because you know from a societal standpoint, especially we've seen a lot of businesses embrace 4 days, maybe not making it the norm, but giving people the option of doing that.
Yeah.
My wife is a beneficiary of that. She's really like that. But if this were something that were to come up and be proposed in Escambia County, I'd be curious to know what your thought would be on that.
Yeah, both sides have pros and cons.
And again, we're not saying that it is, but I think it's an interesting topic there. 850-437-1620 if you want to weigh in. Go ahead.
I was just going to say my official stance, just so I can give an actual answer this time. I'm going to say keep the week how it is.
All
That's
right.
what I'm doing.
521, we'll take a break. National headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Someone recently asked me, do you believe in guardian angels? And my answer is yes, but only for the Christian. In a rhetorical question, Hebrews 1:14 explains that angels are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So Christian person, since you're saved, an angel has been sent forth to minister to you. And remember, Psalm 103 explains that angels excel in strength. Angels are colossal beings. They are greater in power and might than the strongest of men. However, as strong as angels are, Jesus is stronger. As wonderful as it is to think about the many ways that angels serve us, Jesus served us in a far greater way by giving his life a ransom for us. Angels are created beings, and they're wonderful, but Jesus is the eternal creator God. So rejoice in Jesus today.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time. My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 525 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, very happy to report that there is still very little to report on. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 West, we do have some backups there, but nothing too severe. Splotches of congestion here and there on 9 Mile Road, but that is to be expected. Same can be said about North Palafox Street, Davis Highway, some of these busier roads in the area, but nothing too severe that should be holding you up for too long. Looking beyond Pensacola, however, we did have an accident that was causing some backups on the bridge between UWF's main campus and the Pace area over in Santa Rosa County, but that congestion has seemingly died down almost completely, and Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas, and the same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. Those, just like some of the busier roads in Pensacola, may have minor congestion here and there, but nothing too severe.
Chilly weather overnight with still breezy conditions that will make it feel even colder. Lows will be down in the 30s. Some of the inland areas will be down near the freezing mark. Skies will be clear and it will be mostly sunny on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 50s. Looking ahead, we've got another high rain chance. That's on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Down to 38 degrees overnight tonight, clear and breezy. Sunshine tomorrow and a high of 54. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world today, the man seen in the viral video attacking a Las Vegas judge now faces an attempted murder charge in connection to the attack. He was also charged with more than a dozen other crimes, including 6 counts of battery on a protected person. He is seen on video diving over the bench and injuring Clark County District Judge Mary Kay Holthus as she was sentencing him in an attempted battery case.
And a federal appeals court is considering whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution on charges that he illegally tried to overturn the 2020 election. During a hearing today, Judge Florence Pan asked a Trump lawyer whether a president would be immune for having taken a bribe or ordering SEAL Team 6 to murder a political rival. Trump lawyer D. John Sauer said a president would need to be impeached and convicted first. Sauer argued Trump has immunity in the case because he was acting in his capacity as president.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is recovering from complications from a treatment for prostate cancer, and an effort to impeach him is getting underway. The Pentagon on Friday announced that Austin was admitted to Walter Reed on the 1st for complications following a recent medical procedure, but senior defense officials and the White House were not made aware of the situation for several days. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale claims that he knowingly put the American people in danger and compromised our national security.
And the Fort Worth, Texas Fire Department is investigating the cause of an explosion at a downtown hotel on Monday. Officials believe that the blast came from a sushi restaurant inside the Sandman Signature Fort Worth Hotel. There were reports of a strong smell of gas in the area before the explosion blew a large hole in the lower part of the building. At least 21 people were injured, with over a dozen of those being hospitalized.
A Navy sailor in California will spend a little over 2 years in jail for accepting bribes of almost $15,000 to give China military information.
Wenheng Zhao was a petty officer at Ventura Naval Base in California. He admitted supplying a Chinese intelligence agent with sensitive information obtained at work. It included plans of a large training exercise in the Pacific, copies of operational orders, and blueprints for a radar system in Japan. Zhao had faced up to 20 years in prison. He pleaded guilty in October to 1 count of conspiracy and 1 count of receiving a bribe. Andrew Wood, Hong Kong.
All right. And finally, in our national headlines, in France, the new prime minister will be the youngest in modern history, as French President Emmanuel Macron named 34-year-old Gabriel Attal to the country's second highest office. Attal, who is the current education minister, was appointed following Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne's sudden resignation yesterday, and he becomes the country's first openly gay prime minister. A recap of our top three stories. If you're just joining us today, Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency for 49 counties. That includes Escambia and Santa Rosa following last night and this morning's round of nasty weather. U.S. officials are calling accusations of genocide against Israel meritless, and Russia is launching ballistic missiles supplied by North Korea into Ukraine. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update and CBS Sports Minute is coming up. We're back with a full look at what's happening in the sports world. More big NFL news and starting to preview the playoff games coming up this weekend.
I'm John Saucier, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House today says President Biden didn't know about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization for days and actually only learned this morning about the Defense Secretary's condition.
He was not informed until last Friday that Secretary Austin was in the hospital. He was not informed until this morning that the root cause of that hospitalization was prostate cancer.
Walter Reed National Military Medical Center gave a statement, said Secretary Austin's prognosis is excellent. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters the president is hopeful congressional Republicans and Democrats can come to an agreement on border policies. And they are continuing their negotiations on there. But how to spend is the big question, as Democrats and the president want more aid packages for wars happening overseas. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Microsoft's multi-billion dollar investment in ChatGPT maker OpenAI could trigger a European Union merger investigation. The bloc's executive branch said today it's checking whether Microsoft's investment in OpenAI might be reviewable under regulations covering tie-ups that would harm competition in the 27-nation EU. Britain's antitrust watchdog opened a similar review last month. The U.S. Labor Department today issued a final rule that will force companies to treat some workers as employees rather than less expensive independent contractors, in a move that has riled business groups and will likely prompt legal challenges. The rule is widely expected to increase labor costs for industries that rely on contract labor or freelancers, such as trucking, manufacturing, healthcare, and app-based gig services. Led by blue chip stocks, finished mostly lower today. The Dow Industrials gave back 157 points. The S&P eased 7. The NASDAQ Composite edged up 14. That's Your Money Now.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. The Michigan sign-stealing scandal from The Jump was overblown. Even if you disagree, all things have been equal since early November, and Michigan didn't skip a beat in the process by notably taking care of Penn State, Ohio State, Alabama, and Washington en route to winning it all. So you could stop your Michigan's championship is tainted take, because it just sounds like sour grapes at this point. I'm Zach Gelb.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her.
Hold Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there has not been much to report on. And that is not just the case for this hour, but that is the case for the entire show tonight. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, heading towards the General Tiger Point area, you may encounter a little bit of congestion here and there on that. We see it developing currently, but it's nothing too severe at this time. We'll keep an eye on it, though. Beyond that, unless you're at a busy intersection or if you're on some of these busier roads, maybe 9 Mile Road or North Davis Highway, there shouldn't be anything holding you up for too long.
Chilly weather overnight with still breezy conditions that will make it feel even colder. Lows will be down in the 30s. Some of the inland areas will be down near the freezing mark. Skies will be clear and it will be mostly sunny on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 50s. Looking ahead, we've got another high rain chance. That's on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at the temperature right now, 51. It's going to get down to 38 tonight with clear skies, breezy as well. Yes. Got some homemade chicken noodle soup waiting for me, so I'm very much excited for that. Taking a look at what's happening around the world of sports today. Austin, what do you got?
Okay, well, we'll start with the NFL because that's where we'll start with college football because we just had the huge climactic ending to the season, and I know you don't want to talk about it, so I'll keep it brief. Michigan, for those who did not see last night, beat Washington 34-13. We kind of saw this coming. Not necessarily Michigan winning by 3 touchdowns, though, Joe, you did kind of call it last night. It was a matter of just we've had every 4-team playoff have at least one beatdown, and we saw it last year. We saw 2 good semifinal games result in a total blowout national title game. While this one obviously wasn't as bad, it was a similar ordeal. 2 great semifinal matchups and just a beatdown in the national championship game. So kind of sucks, but it's pretty par for the course. And Joe, I did want to ask you this, and we'll keep this brief as well.
Yeah.
Just if you just had to spit out a team, way too early prediction for champion next year, just who?
Ooh, champion next year?
Yes.
Is Georgia's quarterback coming back?
Carson Beck, I believe so.
All right, I'll go with Georgia.
Okay, I'll go with Wake Forest. We'll see. Anyways, moving on to the. I'm just kidding. I mean Georgia's definitely a good guess. They look like one of the more complete teams, and I think a lot of people saw that.
By the way, I will say that the college football playoff era, the 4-team playoff era as we know it, dominated, owned when it started by the Big Ten, and its conclusion by the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see headlines about that. And it is, I guess it is somewhat poetic. Just like Florida State with the BCS. I think they won the first ever BCS and the last ever BCS. Yes. So, yeah,
step it up, SEC.
Yeah, really. You're lacking behind. Forget all those years between.
It just means more up north.
Yeah, forget you having won the last 4 national titles before Michigan took the crown. Yeah, forget that.
Georgia did.
And, well, 15-0 LSU. Unbeaten Alabama.
Yeah.
And then we had 1-loss Georgia, 15-0 Georgia. Yeah. Which was concluded by 65-7. Not too shabby, but I am not an SEC fan, so I won't keep harping on that. Looking at the NFL here, though, Mike Vrabel out in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And, he's a good coach. It doesn't surprise me. The AFC South is getting tougher. The Titans were a consistent AFC playoff team. Now they're last place in the division. I mean, they're past their prime. They missed their window. They're trying to make a big change to keep up.
Yeah, they, you know, kind of stealing that line from Anchorman, Will Ferrell. It's like that really got out of hand fast.
Yeah.
Because as recently as last year, they kind of went into the season as, I wouldn't say one of the favorites because, you know, it's kind of hard to take them terribly seriously considering their quarterback situation. Ryan Tannehill, you know, he found the fountain of youth or he just discovered how to throw a football, however you want to phrase it. But he was solid, obviously prime Derrick Henry. He's now past that point. He's moving on. No, this is – and also, by the way, you're trading good players out of there for no apparent reason whatsoever and replacing them with players that are not good. So there's that. but no, Mike Vrabel will get a job pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
You know, the teams that I kind of saw thrown out there early on were the Chargers, the Commanders, obviously the Patriots. Would make sense from the standpoint that, you know, he played there for a long time.
Right.
I wonder if the Patriots and Robert Kraft, if they're going to move on from Bill Belichick, I wonder if they just want a clean separation and break from the Belichick era and just anybody from that era, if that makes sense. You know, I think maybe they go after a young, hot offensive coordinator trying to find their Mike McDaniel, Sean McVay, whatever.
Well, not only that, but if you look at it from Mike Vrabel's perspective, does he really want to go from Tennessee to New England?
Does he want to be the guy to step in for Bill Belichick?
I mean,
you never want to be the guy, they say anyway, you never want to be the guy that directly replaces a legend.
Well, but I'm looking at it from like just the circumstances surrounding the job. I mean, what did I just say about Tennessee? They had their moment, and now they're last in their division, and the division's moving on without them. And there's not great quarterback play. If you put Vrabel in New England, he's got mediocre quarterback
play. Kind of feels like the Titans' worst version of the Titans.
That's the thing. The division's moving on without him. He's going to be in the same hole.
Right. No, that's a good point there. I will just throw out that the Chicago Bears, while they are not technically having an opening right now, Chicago sports history recently, mainly the Cubs, has been, hey, we already have a manager. Oh, looky, somebody better just came open, and we replace our manager with that person. So, you know, it happened with Joe Maddon, and he won a world championship. It's happening this year with Craig Counsell. Chicago sports, I mean, just because they haven't confirmed yet that the head coach isn't coming back doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be there next year.
That's fair.
And so you have Vrabel, you've got Jim Harbaugh. They're saying, hey, maybe he'll come back to the NFL. So keep your eye on the Chicago Bears. And everything I just said is completely being talked about as hopeful. Yeah. I have no inside info, nothing like that, but I hope that that's the case.
Well, and I think the Bears are going to be far more appealing because, as I said, sure, their divisional situation, and they are knocking on the door of postseason status. I mean,
they won 7 games this year. They have good talent. I think that everybody around the league thinks that the general manager knows what he's doing. Mm. They have the number one pick in a quarterback heavy draft. They have the number 9th pick. They have a boatload of free agent money available to spend. Can turn around very quickly, assuming you get the right coach and the right, you know, the right draft picks. You hit on your draft picks.
Yeah, last hour,
the Houston Texans.
Last hour, we talked about Jim Harbaugh maybe being attracted to that, but Mike Vrabel definitely can be as well if he's looking for a more comfortable situation. And, I mean, the Packers and Vikings both passed their prime right now, so that might be the time to strike.
Also, college basketball got starting in 15 minutes, some good games on ESPN and ESPN2. Missouri taking on Kentucky. Duke, Pittsburgh is after that. That's on ESPN on the deuce. Undefeated Houston takes on Iowa State, who's 11-3. That'll be a good game. Texas A&M and number 16 Auburn starts at 8 o'clock. Health, business, and science notes right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, once again, not too much to report on. We do have some congestion. If you are traveling, what's this here, northbound on Palafox Street towards the intersection with Tahar Drive, we do have some congestion that you may experience if you're coming out of the downtown area trying to head towards Tahar Drive. That's, you know, it's minor, nothing too severe at the moment. We'll keep an eye on it. Beyond that, maybe some minor congestion here and there on North Davis Highway, maybe here and there on 9 Mile Road, some of the busier roads. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point and Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas, just looking minor at this time.
Tonight, the weather will be chilly and still a bit breezy with clear skies. Overnight lows will fall down into the 30s, close to the freezing mark for some of the inland spots. Mostly sunny as we head through Wednesday with highs in the 50s. It'll be dry, but late this week, Friday, there's another high rain chance. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 51 degrees right now, 38 overnight tonight with clear skies and breezy as well. So bundle up if you're heading out tonight. Boeing today holding an all-hands-on-deck safety meeting with employees. This comes just days after the panel of a 737 MAX 9 jet blew off of an Alaska Airlines flight not long after takeoff. Both United and Alaska Airlines saying that they found loose bolts during inspections of its 737 fleet.
And social media platform X will launch peer-to-peer payments this year. X said that the new feature will unlock more user utility and new opportunities for commerce. Musk has pushed for X to become an everything app since he bought the company for $44 billion back in 2022.
Sad news if you're into the whole space exploration, particularly the lunar landings that were planned for a couple years from now. NASA today announcing delays for the Artemis 2 and 3 missions. They say the launch of the Artemis 2 will be pushed back from this November to September of 2025. That's the mission where 4 astronauts will orbit the moon. Also, the Artemis 3, which looks to put humans back onto the moon's surface, now has a September 2026 launch date. The reason being that spacecraft testing has uncovered technical problems that require more time to address.
And one New Jersey congressman is calling on the U.S. government to mandate testing of baby food for metal contaminants. Democrat Frank Pallone is one of several lawmakers behind the Improving Newborns Food and Nutrition Testing Safety Act, or
AKA
the Infants Act.
Very well done by him.
Oh, absolutely. That was clever. Which requires finished baby food products, including infant formula, to be tested for toxic heavy metals, including lead, cadmium, and mercury. The bill would also monitor for bacteria like salmonella.
You know, I remember when Julianne was just starting to eat solids.
Yeah.
I had no idea that this was even a thing. Mm-hmm. And so you know, we go to, I go to Publix and they've got like the little jars and there's, you know, grapes and apple, whatever. Applesauce, carrots, blah, blah, blah. So I come back with it, you know, and we're feeding her her little solids or whatever. And then I don't even remember what triggered this, but my wife all of a sudden was talking about, hey, we have to be careful because of all of the metals that are in baby foods. And so I'm like, oh, okay, so we have to, do I have to start a garden? Like, what are we doing here? And I read some articles and I was looking because, of course, we're like, oh my gosh, like out of all the billions of children that have eaten this particular baby food, we are going to have the one that gets seriously ill because of the metal contaminants that are found in baby food.
Yeah.
Now, I realize in looking that, yeah, I mean, there are certain foods that can have higher concentration based on, you know, where they're grown, like particular soils in particular parts of the world, right? So it was very confusing, and I kind of just left it at, you know what? I think she'll be okay, just because, I don't know, we'll do our best to make sure that she's eating natural stuff or whatever, but yeah, I guess it's good that somebody's looking into this and wanting to have better testing for this, but by and large, I'm like, you know what? I think she'll be okay, and so far she has been. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, 550 right now. A quick pop culture notes today. Star Wars fans have another film to look forward to that's going to be hitting the big screens. Lucasfilm's announcing The Mandalorian and Grogu will go into production later this year, of course, based off of the hit series The Mandalorian. You know, I'll have to take them at their word that this is really good and people want it because, and I know they do, you know, people are going to go, I'll probably go see it because, you know, they've had Rogue One, they've had Solo, a Star Wars story, and now Mandalorian looks like the next in the, series of non-Star Wars, Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
I just hope that I don't have to have had seen the Mandalorian series to know what the heck's going on. That's what I appreciated about Solo and Rogue One, is because it was pretty obvious and clear that these were direct prequels and in between Star Wars movies. This feels like, and correct me if I'm wrong, more of a branch out into a different, yes, it's Star Wars type, but may not necessarily fall in the timeline of the main movies. But I may be wrong on that.
Well, director Martin Scorsese says he's finished a screenplay for a new film about Jesus. It's based on the book A Life of Jesus by the same Japanese author behind Silence, which Scorsese adapted in 2016. Filming on this latest project is expected to start later this year, with Scorsese saying that he hopes to take away, quote, the negative onus of what has been associated with organized religion.
All right, quick break here. Coming back with some wacky and good news. Pensacola right now.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not much to report on. We typically see it's been a pretty mellow evening, actually, but we do see a lot of whatever traffic issues we're dealing with die down as we get closer to the final hour, and that appears to be the case this time. So if you are dealing with some congestion wherever you may be, it should hopefully not hold you up too long.
All right, checking the weather forecast. We're at 51 degrees right now, 38 overnight tonight with clear skies, breezy as well. Sunshine Wednesday, 54 for the high. Tomorrow night, 44. Partly cloudy skies throughout the night tomorrow. Thursday as well, warming up a bit to a high of 63. Some wacky stories going on. We told you about the voice-activated toilet seat that works with Alexa yesterday. Here are three more interesting gadgets at this year's Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. Number one, LG with a new see-through TV called OLED-T. The T stands for transparent. When it's off, you can see right through it. They claim it'll make the whole room feel bigger.
That's stupid.
I tend to agree.
Go ahead.
A brand called Sevi has a new oven that's as fast as a microwave.
Oh.
They claim it doesn't give chicken and other meat that rubbery texture like a microwave. You can also bake in it and supposedly make a cake in under 4 minutes.
If that's true, that's cool.
Yeah. And two brothers from Switzerland came up with a new cat door called Flappy that prevents cats from bringing dead mice inside. It's outfitted with AI that can detect a dead animal in your cat's mouth and not let them in until they drop it.
Once again, if that is true and that consistently works,
yes,
that's awesome.
You are a cat lady, so.
Well, one of those words is incorrect, but yes, we do have cats in my family. There are seven, eight.
Yeah,
that are
like
in
I,
and
like
around
I
the house.
Said. Yeah, like I said.
Well, the lady part is where you lost me. But no, the Sevi and that the two brothers from Switzerland with the cat door called Flappy, those are pretty cool. LG making that TV seems kind of dumb, and obviously we all know how I feel about the toilet. Footage of a couple's pop-up wedding at an Indiana coffee shop is going viral because they didn't ask permission. They showed up with 30 guests and just started the ceremony right then and there. The owners weren't thrilled and normally charge a $500 fee for private events. They also said that they didn't stop it because, you know, there was footage of them or it was being filmed. And if footage was caught of them interrupting the wedding and went viral, they could get in trouble for that, perhaps being quote unquote canceled. The bride and groom refused to admit they did anything wrong. So there's a debate online about whether it's a big deal or not. The whole wedding lasted about 20 minutes.
Anyone arguing that the bride and groom in any way, shape, or form are not in the wrong, I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah, that's entitlement there. And if you're, and there's a lack of consideration, very selfish. And if you do think like, okay, well, we're going to film it, so, you know, what are they going to do? Like, risk getting canceled or whatever? It's like, if that's what you're doing, it just makes you all the worse of a person.
Well, Austin, look, I'm glad that you apparently have had a spiritual awakening over the
How's
weekend
that?
Because last week you refused to stand up for the little guy with the restaurant worker. So
Don't
I'm glad to see.
Even start.
I'm glad to see that you have come around and that your moral compass is pointing northward.
Do I need to bring up the Ohio State Northwestern game with your dog again? Do I need to go there?
Well, listen, you can, but you're wrong because my dad paid for the $400 for him to have the little booty put on his leg,
even though it was not as safe of a bet that it was going to work. Took the risk.
Listen.
On your little pooch.
We could have been sitting at our home.
Right.
Not going to a football game, not going to buy tickets. My dad was not paying $2,000 for a dog to have surgery.
Why does your dog's leg look weird? Did it not heal properly? All I got to say to that is go Buckeyes.
Baxter was fine.
Yeah.
He lived a very long, healthy, prosperous life.
He defied the odds. Good for Baxter.
5:59. That'll do it for hour number two. Coming up, Channel 3 News at 6. Full rundown of everything happening in your world is about 12 minutes away. We're on a break while Channel 3 fills us in on any new information regarding the storms. Busy day here in Escambia County as well. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.